The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Fancy Brian, I don't even know what you're laughing about, but you got me grinning, man. Always on the run. 844-967-2789. Totter Billy calling from the north side. Welcome back, Totter Billy. What do you got?
Hey, two things. First of all, you know, do you blame folks who believe they're trusted sources? I think I do. You know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. You know, when these folks are lying again and again and again, I do blame the voters. I do blame the listeners for falling for it.
But it's confirmation bias, really, Totter Billy. I mean, if you were a Donald Trump supporter, and Donald Trump's been lying since a year before the election, oh, it's going to be rigged, watch them, they're going to rig it. And then sure enough, it was rigged. And you believe, and you've twisted your logic somehow that this guy's the right guy. And well, your guy lost. It's like when the Packers lose the NFC Championship game every year. You know, we hear the excuses, and then ultimately, the guy tells you, well, we didn't lose, we was robbed. Well, if you was robbed, then you don't have to admit that you backed a loser, Totter Billy. You know what I mean? And I don't really, really believe that, you know, all these self-avowed big lie believers really, really believe, because we look at how engaged they are and how they say, we're going to go vote in the next election because we got screwed and it was rigged on the last election. Do you understand? The logic doesn't always carry through. It doesn't make much sense.
Well, I guess that's what I'm saying, is I blame them for not being able to maintain logic. I mean, that's unacceptable. And then the other thing I wanted to bring up is, you know, I understand both sides about having the RNC in Milwaukee. So I guess the question I ask is, do you want an RNC in Milwaukee? Do you want them to spend the money? Yeah. Do you want to unite the right rally, a Charlottesville rally in your city? I don't think you do. And what's the difference at this point between the RNC and something like that? So I'm
mostly
not sure.
It's tiki torches. It's mostly tiki torches. And, you know, they had warned us that, you know, the RNC in Cleveland, they told us, and we brought gas masks. We went to an army surplus store because they said it could get really ugly, really violent, whatever. There's going to be conflict. Well, most of the conflict we saw was between Alex Jones and the Westboro Baptist Church. The people of Cleveland really didn't want any part in conflict with these people. They had a park. They were out there, you know, marching around, carrying their guns, doing whatever they wanted to do, Totter Billy. But you know what else? They were filling up every hotel room for miles. We ended up staying out in nowhere land where you actually paid the hotel room through the bulletproof glass. That's all that was left for, you know, little old radio hosts like us. But, you know, Totter Billy, I can understand the sentiment of those for ideological reasons. You know, I wouldn't invite the Republican Party in its current state over to my house either. But, you know, if they're coming down the block and dropping $200 million on the road, you know, and I don't have to really see them, oh, okay, I'll take the money. That's my thought.
Yeah, and I can see both sides. I can see both sides. It's just, you know, when have they crossed that line of, you know, just an unsavory group that you just don't want to be promoting themselves in your community? Regardless,
well, they crossed that line in 2010 when Scott Walker got elected, Totter Billy.
I suppose so.
Being congenial neighbors. Scott Walker is the one here in the state of Wisconsin, to my opinion. He's the one that turned neighbor against neighbor, man. I never felt that way about anybody prior to 2010. You know, I had my resistance to the Iraq War, and there were some national policies that, you know, I didn't believe in, and perhaps I took an unpopular position once in a while down at the workplace. But I tell you what, man, neighbors never hated neighbors, Totter Billy, until Scott Walker was the governor and turned people against each other.
Well, if they come, I hope it mobilizes Democrats and gets us as excited as it gets the Republicans and then some.
Well, otherwise, I'll get on the bus and I'll go to Nashville, man. I'll tell you how it was.
All right. Thanks. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you. They're having the party with or without us, people. That's my point. You know, why wouldn't we want the revenue? Even if we don't want them as house guests, at least they're dropping big piles of money on the carpet. You know, and Ted Cruz. So it's a trade-off, but $200 million, but they're going to bring Ted Cruz. No wonder why people are so torn.
Can I think about it?
You would need to. You would need to. You know what I'm doing this weekend, Fancy Brian?
No.
Let me tell you. I am Tom Sawyer this weekend.
Oh, really?
I'm painting my house.
Oh.
I've never taken on a project quite as daunting.
Are you going to whitewash it?
No. My wife picked out the color. You know, I don't have any say. It wouldn't be white. I know that. That would take multiple coats because our house is sort of an ugly blue now, and it's getting a little sun faded, and we've lived there going on a decade now, you know, trying to be good neighbors and all. Called a landscaper, said maybe someone else could do something about the front, but, you know, I have one skill in life. I'm not clever. I can barely talk aloud. I try to do it on the radio nearly every day, but, you know, sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse. But I'm a decent painter. And I know there are professional painters like union guys and guys that, you know, glazers, like paint big ass, you know, think like Camp Randall Stadium, American Family Field. Somebody painted that thing, or at least, you know, rust-proofed it. But I can paint, you know, like a straight line, maybe an edge. But I'm trying to figure out, you know, how do you get the kids involved? How do I make this an activity that I Tom Sawyer them into believing is something they want to be a part of? And my two bright ideas, Fancy Brian, I'm going to A to Z Rental tomorrow afternoon, technically, you know, before the weekend. No live show for yours truly tomorrow. I don't know if Dom's doing one, but I'm out of here because I got to prepare the house. And I got to see if I can fool a couple of teenagers into believing that power washing with a little scraping on the side. Man, is this fun? You can, man. Can't do this.
It is fun. It's very satisfying too.
The power washing.
Oh yeah, it's
great. I think I could get some power washer helpers, maybe.
I've been trying to justify getting a power washer since I owned a house.
You know, I had a power washer, but here's the troubling part for me: not being clever or any of that stuff. The oil gas mixture, like you had to have the oil gas. Oh, man, I forget the ratios. I don't want to pull out the manual. Then I'm worried I'm going to burn the bad boy up, and then it won't start. And so I sold my power washer to one of the guys I worked with for like $150. I'll probably spend that much this weekend renting a power washer. But then I was thinking, if I'm going that route, man, what about one of those power spray painters? I'll paint the whole neighborhood, baby. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Tom joins next.
Fool me once, shame on.
To launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Ukraine.
You fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Believe me.